This is the Huey Alert Podcast with Craig and Shelley Huey, bringing you the tools to transform our nation and culture, the intersection of faith and politics.
Hi, it's Craig Huey, Huey Alert Podcast. I'm so glad you joined us. And you know what? There's slavery in the world today. It takes many forms. And one of these forms of slavery we're going to talk about involving Christians. This is my beautiful bride, Shelley.
Hey, everyone.
And honey, I'm excited about the guests we have.
Well, first of all, where are we? I mean, why are we in
Nashville, so there's kind of noise around because it's the National Religious Broadcasters Convention.
That's so awesome.
And, you know, we have with us an abolitionist.
What?
An abolitionist.
A modern day one?
A modern day one.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that.
Eric?
Eric
Welcome.
Newberry.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here with you two.
So, Eric, you're involved as an abolitionist. What in the world does that mean? Because here in the United States, the slaves have been set free. And it was the church that caused the slaves to be set free. It was the Second Great Awakening that sparked the abolitionist slavery. And it was the Christians that led the abolitionist movement. But an abolitionist today? What does that mean?
I know. Thanks, Greg. So most people think slavery. They think of William Wilberforce.
Yes.
They think of Sharp. They think of these guys who were Christians, who are led by the Word of God.
Right.
Who utilized the Word of God to abolish slavery in Britain, led to the Great Awakening. It was fueled by the Great Awakening.
Right.
And it was really the time in Britain's history where the church rose to the top of the social spectrum.
Right.
Right.
They
established good in the land.
They did.
And I think in our minds in America, we think that's it.
Yep.
That's where it finished.
That's right.
You know, the ships are dry docked somewhere. It's rotten wood now.
That's right.
But the truth is that today there are more slaves than in the history of the world combined.
Gosh.
Man, that's crazy.
In fact, there's over 50 million in just forced labor and forced marriage. That does not count sex trafficking.
Wow.
So the slavery epidemic is at an all-time high.
Yeah. That is so disturbing.
I can't imagine most people in the church don't know this, honey. No, and to be honest with you, I think honestly, Eric, when you're mentioning huge numbers like that, one of the things that people are becoming aware of is human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, their definition of human trafficking may just be, you know, people that are working for someone, but they're in debt, right?
Correct.
Or maybe sex trafficking. But when you're talking about being an abolitionist, you've kind of, from what I've learned, wired it down even more specific. Can you talk about that a little?
I would love to, yeah. So we're working in one Asian nation. And in this one nation, because if you're going to eat an elephant, you got to take one bite at a time.
Yep.
We're eating this elephant in Asia. And in this Asian nation, there are 1 million Christians alone that are in slavery.
Wow. 1 million.
1 million Christians.
Whoa.
These are
born again people that believe in Jesus.
Persecuted Christians.
Wow.
Our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Who are today living out the book of Exodus. So we've really followed in the footsteps of Moses.
Wow.
And Aaron.
Wow.
You know, stepping into the land where, you know, I remember how it started. And I saw a picture on a Facebook scroll. I was just on social media one day, and a friend of mine from Oklahoma had talked about this one family. And I remember the wife, her name was Faith. And this one family was in Asia, and she had gotten into an accident. Just a normal accident, just like if you got into a fender bender or you had some sort of medical issue, you had to go to the hospital. That's what happened to Faith.
Yeah.
Faith broke her arm in this accident. And they gave her the choice of either you can just let your arm stay deformed, or you can pay the hospital up front. There's no medical in it. Right?
Oh,
so Faith had to borrow the money from a brick kiln owner. If you don't know what a brick kiln is, it's the way they make bricks in most of the world. It's the old school method. It's the same exact thing you read in Exodus.
Wow.
Where you remember when the Israelites were punished and they had to make bricks without straw?
Yeah, that's right.
These Israelite slaves would have been on their hands all day, mixing water with the mud from the ground.
Yes.
putting it into some sort of antique or ancient form.
Right. Yeah. Right. Right.
And then setting it in the sun for it to dry out right. and to cure.
Yep.
And that's how they made bricks. Well, they're making bricks the same way today.
Wow. Seriously.
Metal forms instead of wood ones.
That's so yes. crazy. You know?
Yeah.
And so they're putting every day, these families are required to make 1,000 bricks.
Wow.
Every day.
The whole family,
each family.
Does. So the kids are doing that too?
The kids as well. Even though technically it's illegal Jeez. In this nation, it's not enforced.
Well, can they pay off the debt they owe? How long does it take them to pay off the
yeah.
debt they owe?
Great question, Craig. I mean, here's the reality. So when Faith breaks her arm.
Yes.
Her idea is, well, it'd be better to have my arm fixed than have a maimed arm.
Yes.
Right.
I agree with her.
Yeah.
I think that's reasonable for
right.
her to get it fixed in the hospital.
Right.
And in concept, they think of, I'm going to work hard once I'm out of here and pay the debt off quickly. But the reality is,
yeah.
it's basically a car title. It's a debt that can never be paid off. When they move into the brick kiln, once they're there, the debt just balloons.
Wow.
And so the recurring debt.
Oh, well, they got workers, period.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They've got a lifetime worker.
Wow.
So when we met Faith.
Yes.
Faith had a debt that started out as a few hundred dollars.
Right.
And when we met her 10 years later, she'd been a slave with her whole, she had birthed her children
yes.
on the brick kiln. They were born into slavery.
Yeah.
She had been a slave for 10 years.
Whew.
And the debt was $1,800.
So it went up.
Oh, wow.
It went up 9x.
Wow.
After 10 years.
Wow.
And so you can see it's a trap.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
And so you imagine in this one family, just the hopelessness.
Yeah.
You know, they know that every day that goes by, they're actually incurring more debt, not
yeah.
paying it
That's
down.
Right.
Compounding.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So you saw this horrific need in a country that doesn't allow Christians to come in. And somehow you figured out how you can rescue these slaves.
Yeah, it's really kind of, I wish I could say we were these great architects and these
right.
guys who we really honed in and used expertise to figure it out. But the reality is God steers
right.
moving ships.
Yeah.
You know, and so
yeah.
I just, what I knew was when I saw the family, when I met Faith for the first time, Holy Spirit told me immediately, I need to respond to this.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so that night, I grabbed a shower quickly. I got on Facebook Live, because that used to be a thing.
Right.
I got on Facebook Live and I shot a video and I just told my friends about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes God just needs us to open our mouths.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
So I told my friends about it. We threw in a little chunk of money, and so did 9 other friends. And within 18 hours, we had all of their debt paid off.
Wow.
We had the process in motion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So obviously we've grown. We've established better processes. We have started auditing
yeah.
each case to make sure that it's valid.
Yes.
Right.
To make sure that the debt has been negotiated
right.
properly. We verify all the books of the brick kiln owners. We're doing our job when it comes to diligence, but that's how it started.
Wow.
It was a simple yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many slaves have you helped set free?
Dave, the work combined, we've seen over 1,300 families set.
What?
Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. That's amazing.
1,300 families, and each family has an average of 6 people. So we're approaching nearly 8,000 people who are slaves, and now they're not. When I tell you what
Incredible.
They're doing now,
yeah, please tell us.
It's going to be even more exciting. So we don't just set them free.
Yes.
Because that wouldn't solve the problem.
Right.
You see, when you look at the genesis of the issue of slavery.
Yes.
The genesis of the issue of even human trafficking.
Yes.
Almost every single time it comes back to an economic vulnerability.
Right.
Right? People
right.
are trafficked because they need to leave the place where they have been born and raised.
Right.
To make a living. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Christians
yeah.
in this culture
yes.
are relegated to the worst jobs.
Oh, really?
They cannot get good jobs.
Right.
Right?
So there's discrimination that's built into the system.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
How does this country identify Christians? Do you know? I mean, is it like obvious when you're there?
It is obvious.
Really?
It's obvious in multiple ways, not only from the names, because the names are Christian names.
Oh.
So when you're
okay.
born again
yeah.
in the Islamic world, You change your name.
Really?
And so my friends in this nation who may be named, you know, Mark or John or David.
Doesn't
quite fit culturally.
That's right. True.
So it's like a big target on your back.
It's real obvious.
Yes, it's real obvious. And then even their language, they change the way they greet each other.
Yeah.
So even the words say, I'm a Christian. Everywhere I go, I'm a Christian. And they, you know, it's very public. It's very well known. And it's very easy to identify.
So I got a question, Eric. When you're talking about the fact that they essentially have targets on their back, overwhelmingly, the people that you've met there that are Christians, despite their crazy circumstances, what's the impression that you get from them, like seeing them? Are they angry? Are they overwhelmed? Are they depressed? Are they super sad? Or do you see still the fruits of the Spirit working in them?
You know, definitely see the fruit of the Spirit working in them.
Wow.
You definitely see the mark of God on their hearts with humility. Okay, so they humility encapsulates these people.
Really?
But sadness.
Mm.
So sadness. And you can
sadness
imagine.
Sadness with the circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, hopeless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they have the hope of heaven.
Right.
But their hope here has been extinct.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just
Oof.
This these brick kilns. I mean, you just
that
go,
just breaks my heart. The hopelessness.
I mean,
of feeling you're trapped for life.
Not only that, Craig, but imagine as a father.
Yes,
I'm standing. You know, 4 weeks ago, I'm standing in this Asian nation.
Right.
And I'm looking at this father, and he cannot make eye contact with me. Why?
Why?
Because he's full of shame.
Oh,
he's full of shame, geez. And he knows that he's not living up to his God-given destiny as a father and as a
Understood.
Husband.
Right.
Provide and protect for his family. You can't do it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if in this nation, and I'm sorry this is going to be a little more grotesque, but I'll keep it at PG-13.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this nation, you can. I want you to use your imagination here. If you're cursed with a beautiful daughter.
Right.
That daughter can be taken to another room at any given moment because he's property.
Wow.
And that father has to stay and make bricks. So imagine what that would do to your soul, to your heart.
He's helpless.
He's helpless, and his daughter is being abused. Uh-huh. And that's just the reality, the harsh reality of our brothers and sisters.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, so the reason why I'm on an assignment from heaven to get all 1 million of them out as fast as humanly possible is because of that father.
Yeah, yeah.
But here's the beautiful part.
Yes.
Let's get you the hope.
Yeah,
something
give us
good.
Some good news.
Let's get you the hope.
I want hope.
I have to get to the hope for myself because
right.
if not, it just it starts to weigh on you. But there's 1,300 cases of hope. There's 8,000 hopeful people in this nation, right?
Right.
So the hopeful part is when I look at that father in the eye and I tell him, hey, your debt been paid.
Yes.
Not only has your debt been paid, but we're going to move you out of here and into a new home.
Woo.
Not only are we going to get you a new home, but we're going to get you food and supplies and school clothes for your kids.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Not only that, but we're going to make sure that you don't end up here again by starting you a rickshaw business, a loader cart business, or whatever business you can make the most money at.
You're turning him into an entrepreneur that can provide for his family.
That's right. They go from slave to business owner.
Oh.
And so you imagine what that father looks like.
Wow.
A few days later.
Yeah.
I've seen so many of them 2-3 weeks later. They've got on clean clothes. They're fresh shaven.
Yeah.
They're just filled with joy and with courage.
Yeah.
And with their pride again.
Yes.
Of course, not the sin, but the, you know, what God, sonship.
Yes.
You know, that makes you, does make you lift your head.
Right. Yes.
It does make you puff out your chest a little bit because I'm a son.
Right.
I'm known.
Right.
I'm safe. And he makes eye contact immediately.
Wow.
Because he drove up on his loader cart. He drove up on his rickshaw. This is his business. And he's been making between $18 and $30 a day, where in the brick kiln, his whole family could earn about
$3. Yeah. Right.
So what's beautiful, we'll see these guys a year later.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're not going back into slavery and they're not going back into debt. You know why? Because they're upper middle class now.
Wow.
They go from the the worst jobs in society,
right, yeah,
to the upper middle class.
This is amazing.
So it's you know, it's well, I'm just going to use this terminology. It's more of a hand up. It's hand up on steroids, right?
Yes.
It really is. That's yes. That's incredible.
It's beautiful. Wow. Because it works.
Yeah.
And it's so tangible and it's so easy. And we have the team and the processes and everything's ready to go. 1,100 families vetted and ready to be freed.
Oh, geez.
Okay. So,
that's amazing.
So, you know, what's happened breaks my heart. What you're doing is absolutely incredible and gives me great excitement and joy, because you're reaching out to the broken and the hurting, to our brothers and sisters in Christ who are suffering. And so giving them an incredible gift and opportunity. And so I'm blown away by this, and that you found a need and you found a solution. How much does it cost to free a slave?
That's a great question. To free a family, $2,225. That,
I know that may to many sound a lot, but that's not a lot of money.
It's not a lot, because a little over 1,000 of that alone is the rickshaw business.
Wow.
That's the back end,
right,
that stabilizes the,
yeah,
family long term.
Yes.
Another 100 or 200 of that is actually starting the wife a business as well, if it's a married couple.
Right, right, right.
So they'll have two streams of income.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And buying school clothes, food, the
right,
first month's rent, stabilizes the family. Pays for our team on the ground, some of the processes they have, and it takes care of the local,
wow,
pastor as well, which is the last part of the process we didn't highlight. We plug that family into a local church.
Wow.
Which is it's as important as any part of the process.
That's right.
Now, I love what you're doing. I'm blown away by it. And I want people to learn more about what you're doing. In fact, I would really like them to help free a family. And, honey,
you know what? I'm just thinking, why not have the ability to free a portion of a family?
You can.
Like
I'm glad you said that.
The dad or
yes,
the kid.
So, yeah, if you can't afford a full family.
Let me tell you, the
part
two
one, or you could free multiple ones. But before you tell the options, let me ask my wife. I love what Eric is doing in,
yeah,
the ministry that's involved. And so he's got a team at work here.
Right.
But I also know that we can trust Eric and where it's coming from. You want to explain how you met Eric?
Oh, yeah. So basically, we live in the Nashville area, and we were looking for a church to attend that, number one, preaches the whole counsel of God. Number two, is active with missions, not just local outreach, but international, super important to us. And number three, calls people to action. They don't just sit on their hands and twiddle their thumbs.
Right.
So the church that we went to is called Conduit.
Mm-hmm.
And
Evangelical Independent Church.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So one day we were attending, and this guy gets up on stage, yeah, and I'm like, holy cow, this guy's radical. Just by looking at his beard, I'm like, that's sick. I was blown away. And then he started speaking, and I'm like, not only is he anointed, he's an evangelist, and he's on fire through the power of the Holy Spirit, declaring the good works of Jesus Christ to this congregation, getting the congregation fired up.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about what he just told us. That's Eric.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy cow, this exists? This exists in Tennessee? Anyway, we were all in.
Yes.
And so, yes, I trust him. Yes, we know what's going on is real. We've heard first accounts of what's gone on over in this country.
We've seen
actual
freed.
Video.
Yes.
The video that Eric's willing to share with us,
yes,
we're going to share with you.
Yes.
If you watch this video and you are not affected, buy it, you might want to rethink if you're safe. I mean, I'm just saying, it's one of those that gets to the heart of Christianity.
It does.
And, you know, I mean, come on.
Eric, you know, I'm sure many are touched. They'd like to learn more, and some want to help right away. And you have some options how they can help.
I do. You know, one scripture that comes to mind is in 1 John, and it said, if you see a brother and sister in need.
Right.
If you see a brother or sister, specifically the household of faith.
Yes.
If you see a brother or sister in need, and you have the means to meet the need.
Right.
And you don't.
Yes.
What?
Sin.
How can the love of God be in you?
Yeah.
Right.
So we are compelled by the heart of God to get his children out of slavery.
Yes.
I do believe this is a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Right.
And so two ways that you can do this. So I told you the cost for a whole family, $2,225. Some of our people, they send that every month.
Right.
To one person, though.
Yes.
371.
That's amazing.
That's much more realistic, right?
For most people, that's correct.
372 if you round up.
Right.
Get to pennies.
That is so amazing. So, Eric, we're going to provide a video where people can see the slaves set free. And we're going to have you tell people how they can get in touch with you to learn more or to donate right now while it's on their heart. And
I want to say this.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to set free a family. How about you? So we're going to set free a family.
We
want to match us? That's what you need to do.
Yes.
Let's go, guys.
We'll do it.
Yeah,
I love that.
We're going to do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so even some of our partners are giving $186 a month.
Yes.
That sets free a family every
month. That's
so if you
amazing.
Do that for 12 months, Whew. That's one whole family.
That's and transformational.
Once you see the video.
Isn't that how much people pay to go get freaking Starbucks every day?
I mean, honestly. Here in Nashville, that's about half of the cost of a lifetime fitness membership.
Yeah, right.
So, oh, I know. Yes.
You know.
Yeah, no, we not, know.
I'm not throwing shade at lifetime.
Yeah.
But we only have one lifetime, and we have one opportunity to respond to this. God's going to use someone to do it. Why not us?
Yeah. Yes.
So $186 every month. $372. Gets one person out, $2,225 gets a whole family out.
Yeah.
Any amount is going to go 100% to the mission field.
Right.
We have no admin costs. There's no. We're sending 100% to our team on the ground. We're simply being a conduit. We're passing through the resource to the mission field to get this job done and get every single one of our brothers and sisters out. If you want to do that after watching the video or even right now, you can text FREEDOM, the word FREEDOM.
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 Yes.
To 97000. That's 97,000. So FREEDOM to 97,000. You're going to get a link.
Yes.
And that link is also going to host the video. So you'll be able to scroll to the top of that link and watch the video.
Yes.
And then you can give whatever God has put in your heart to give joyfully.
So
that's amazing.
Give me the text again.
Okay. That is going to text FREEDOM.
Yes.
To the number 97000. That's 97,000. And you're going to receive back from us a link to give. And then if you want to connect with me personally,
right,
you can connect me on Instagram. That's the best way. My Instagram name is I am Eric Newberry. That's IamEricWBRRY. I am not a social media influencer. I do not care about getting a following, but if you have questions about the ministry, all I care about is getting my friends out of slavery.
That's awesome. Hey, Eric, can we pray for you real quick?
Please do.
Lord, thanks so much for bringing Eric here today. I praise your name that he heard your voice, that simple act of obedience has set captives free in a place we've never been. And I'm just so blown away that you do move in supernatural ways. And this is just a perfect example of being available to hear your voice. So I thank you, God, that Eric was available and still is available to hear your voice. And I thank you, Lord, that because of this ministry, that people are hearing your voice of freedom. So we thank you, God, that people that are listening right now will hear your voice to take action, to move and shape and mold people to come to know you as Jesus, Savior and Lord, number one, but number two, to set the captives free. What a beautiful display of your love. So I thank you, God, that you continue to love Eric and his family and his wife, put protection around him, for protection around Conduit Church, protection around the ministry, and specifically protection around those families that are waiting right now. 1,300 families waiting to be set free, Lord. I pray that you make a move that's so fast and so rampant that they'll be set free by the end of this year, Lord. And I thank you that you'll bring even more than that, that you'll double for your trouble. That's what you like to do, is do double for your trouble. And there's so many there. So please move and shape and shake what's going on. Thank you, God, for mobilizing your people. And we do expect miracles in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Eric, thank you. Eric the abolitionist. And everyone, I hope you pray about this. I hope that by the love of Christ that you reach out to our brothers and sisters in Christ that need to be set free. And we'll be sure to have that video in the letter, so look for it. And God bless you. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for joining us this week. We are listener-supported, so please consider partnering with us by donating at craighuey.com or by signing up for our free newsletter. We look forward to being with you next week. And don't forget to share this podcast with others.